Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. What were you saying off mic?
About what?
Bishop Gaynor.
Oh, nice. Seems like a nice guy.
Yes.
Sorry he's retiring.
Yes. Bishop Gaynor had a brief Q&A, which Bishop Gaynor just loves to explain what he's really doing, so it was 9 minutes. But, I was at the Lutheran Synod Assembly, the big, broad, regional Lutheran gathering, and he was there for ecumenical conversation.
Well, but there was plenty of meatloaf on
top. There was. That's all we eat at these things. Plus, because he was there, we had lasagna.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Worked
hey,
out
great.
Nicely. But, yes.
Little super, diversity.
Yeah, the Catholic bishop, Harrisburg Diocese, retiring Bishop Gaynor. I guess he's in until Wednesday, is the swearing in of the new guy?
I thought it was tomorrow.
Okay.
I may be wrong.
Yeah, I'm
the
sure.
New guy, Bishop
right.
Senior.
Right. What's his first name?
Don't remember.
Bishop. That's
bishop,
all you
that's
need
his
to
first
know.
Name, right?
That's
bishop Senior.
Right. So,
who's your bishop?
Bishop Eaton is in Chicago,
okay. Oh, okay.
Of church-wide, but then locally it's Craig Miller, Bishop Miller.
Okay.
In
so
Lewisburg.
Lots
so.
Of bishops running around.
Yeah,
you know, they only go two squares forward and one square to the side.
Oh, is that true? Yeah, they're front of the. They're front of the.
They never walk in a straight line. Oh, no, they go in a diagonal. I'm thinking of knights. They go in diagonal.
Okay, yeah. I've forgotten how to play chess. I haven't done it in so long.
Yeah, I almost forgot. Well, I'm confusing my knights with my bishops.
Okay, I knew
bishops
when I was
go
a
on
kid.
The slant.
We used to play it all the time. My sisters were smarter than me and wouldn't play checkers. They said, you have to play chess. Sorry. So I learned a tiny bit, but then I fell out of it. So, but anyway, okay, so welcome on board, everybody. We get our initial frivolity out of the way. We are going to post online at WKOK.com and on our Sunrise show the interview with Bishop Gaynor. So that'll be coming up, retiring bishop in the Catholic Diocese of Harrisburg. And so we'll have an excerpt of that coming up in the news this week as well. But this, my good friends, is On the Mark. It's the WKOK live telephone talk show. It is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number now open, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. Our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass, Rob Center, he's there. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Joe McGranahan's our good co-host, and
I have only one thing to say.
What's up?
God save the Queen, man.
Oh yeah, tell me about this. I heard about this, and actually, I'd heard about this before you said. I think Channel 6 out of Philadelphia had excerpted.
Oh, this is bizarre.
Said,
I mean, you know, this really does bring home the point that Joe should probably be sitting on a front porch somewhere taking
not
it
you.
Easy. No, President Biden.
Yeah, thank you.
President Biden caused confusion at the end of a speech he gave Friday at the National Safer Communities Summit in Connecticut. Now, this wasn't at a foreign event. This was the National Safer Communities Summit in Connecticut. Biden spoke to gun safety advocates and survivors of gun violence for about 30 minutes Friday afternoon at the University of Hartford and ended his speech with the phrase, "All right, God save the Queen, man."
Why did he say that?
Because I don't think he knows where he is or what he's doing.
No.
God Save the Queen began trending on Twitter soon after, with many addressing their own confusion and criticizing the gaffe. Many were questioning whether Biden referenced Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest-serving monarch, who died in September. Biden attended the Queen's funeral September 19th. I think he was having a flashback to that, or maybe before she died, because really right now it would be God Save the King,
well,
not
the funny
God Save
thing
the
is
Queen.
after he said it, they asked the White House, what was he referring to? Was there something in the audience or the House or, you know, what was he talking about? But they won't comment on it.
Well, several people, this is Todd Gilman, a White House correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. He covered Biden's speech and said that he and other pool reporters in the room did not understand the intent of the remark. Well, how could you? It was completely a non sequitur. Several of you have asked me why he might have said that, Gilman wrote Friday. I have no idea. Other poolers, likewise, have no idea.
Maybe it's just kidding, you know, making a little joke, you know, if you're the president, why not? It doesn't make any sense to us, well, but maybe it made some sense to
them.
I'm
sorry, but that's not really a knee slapper. God save the queen, man.
Well, I don't know.
He sounds like a burned-out hippie from the 60s. Oh, he is a burned-out hippie from the 60s.
Well, you know, and he's old and in the way, and so that's our fate. That's unfortunate. But, you know, it's incumbent upon you to come up with a candidate who can beat him, and right now your front runner is as much a relic of the past and living in the past.
Hey, not my front runner. I'm for Tim Scott.
You like him. So.
I do.
And it's funny because the Democrats have done what they can do to get him out of the way. You know, by indicting him, but or at least that's what public opinion says.
I think
says
the Democrats are doing that kind of thing because they realize it'll fuel his base and get him the nomination, and they know they can beat him.
Okay, well, yeah, that could be that. So, but yeah,
somebody
you're going to have to find some way to get a. Otherwise, we're going to do this. I thought long before now Joe Biden would resign, but I guess Kamala wasn't up to it, so they didn't do that. And now he's going to run again. He'll probably get reelected, and then we'll be, well, unless you guys can get somebody else to run against him.
Well, I think Donald Trump is such a divisive person that if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, he'll start some kind of third party like the Bull Moose Party of Teddy Roosevelt and run independently.
In that conversation about a third party, so, and there's even a name for it. It escapes my memory what the name of it is, but it's...
The Moderate Party?
No. But not much different than that, yes. It's like the Smart Party or something like that.
Hey, that'd be good. Then we got the Stupid Party and the Smart Party.
Well, we got two stupid parties. We already got that. All right. 570-743-9565 is our open phone. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236.
I think our official greeting to all of our callers today should be, God save the queen, man. You're on, Stan.
God save the queen. Why not? I believe Joey is... playing up his reincarnation. He's one of the Tories during a revolution. But I guess okay. Back then it would have been God Save the King, right?
That's See, right. George III.
He was in leadership even then. He was a Tory.
Yeah. He was a low-life lad anyways. So, speaking of that little speech he gave about gun control up there in Connecticut, he made some outlandish claims that, you know, you put that pistol brace... Let's see. How was it? You put the pistol brace on a pistol, or you put a pistol on a brace, becomes a rifle, and it automatically, amazingly, becomes a larger caliber. I haven't figured out how that happens yet.
Oh.
But if it's possible, I want one of those.
I have a .22 that would just love to be a .308.
Yeah, that's what he said there.
Oh,
makes
brother.
A bigger caliber.
Wow.
You know, the guy is losing it. Now, but I don't think that's where he went off script about the railroad to the Indian Ocean, was it? I think that was a different thing where he went off script.
Okay.
I must have missed that. The railroad to the Indian Ocean?
Joe doesn't know about that, so Fox missed it.
You missed that one.
Well, the story I'm reading from is from USA Today, not Fox. So the USA Today didn't include a railroad across the ocean.
So Fox.
Like I said, I don't know if that was the same speech.
Uh-oh.
I just know last Wednesday. Oh, no, it wasn't, because last Wednesday he was talking to environmentalists, League of Environmentalist Voters on Wednesday night, I believe it was. And I don't know what all he spouted, but towards the end there, he went on, and we're going to build a railroad from the Pacific coast to the Indian Ocean, and we're going to build the largest solar manufacturer in Angola. That's what he said. That's basically, there's a few words maybe missing or added, but that's basically what he said.
Oh, I can see. The Angola solar project has been talked about as, you know, why are you doing that? But, of course, it helps us in some ways,
well,
I suppose.
Really? Why? I mean, is it a solar farm where they're going to produce electricity, or is it a solar plant where they're going to make solar panels?
I don't remember.
Who knows?
There is a correlation. It was talked about, and of course, everybody's doing what you and I are doing, is saying, what? But
exactly.
But there is a U.S. economic angle to it, aside from, you know, just general international aid, which we do too much of already anyway.
Speaking of which, why are we sending money to China? Anyways, that's the whole thing. I'm not talking about trade money. I'm talking about USAID money to China. That's what we're sending, the millions of dollars a year. Makes perfect sense to me, doesn't it? How about you? Does it make perfect sense?
Very few things in the Biden administration make sense to me, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I won't blame that on Biden because it's been going on for years. The State Department does it out of their budget with the USAID. It's been going on for years. And I'd really like to know why it hasn't been stopped and why it's going on. But I know our fine Senator Fetterman won't be able to answer that question, because did you see that press conference where he was down there talking in Philly with Biden, talking about the I-95 collapse?
I'm more interested in the picture of him with a group of other senators. They shot a picture of their feet from the waist down, and there's one guy in shorts wearing sneakers, and the rest are dressed in suits. I mean, he doesn't have any sense of decorum, any sense of the dignity of his office. I mean, it's like a joke to this guy.
Well, it appears to be that way. You know, and he barely could get three words out that actually were comprehensible down at that press conference. He had the governor there, and he had Biden there, and he had him there, and he was up there talking. And he just rambled. And I honestly, I have to watch it three times to fully understand maybe what he was talking about. I know he's talking about the I-95 bridge collapse, overpass collapse, but other than that, how he was talking about, he just kept rambling.
Stan, somebody sent us a link for this. According to Energy Capital and Power, which is an energy and investment think tank, the goal of the Angola investment is to open new markets for American technology. It's one of several supported by a $200 billion global infrastructure investment mobilized by the U.S. to deliver clean energy, health systems, gender equality, and transformational technologies. let's see, serving as the second large-scale solar project in Angola, Miami-based utility-scale solar project developer Sun Africa will deploy 728 megawatts of solar panels there. Collectively, they hope to mobilize $600 billion from other investors.
Here's what I don't have a problem with. I don't have a problem with them doing that. I have a problem with them using taxpayer dollars to do it. That's what I have the problem with.
Gotcha.
Okay. I don't care. Angola is their own country. And if we got investors from this country that want to go over there and invest money in Angola and build this for them, go for it. Don't care.
But tax dollars
shouldn't be involved.
But wasting U.S. dollars is their job. How are they going to live?
Well, that seems to be the case. But, as again, our fine senator from PA won't be able to stop it. He probably encourages it if he can mumble through something to say, yes, do it, do it, do it, do it. Because that's basically what he did the other day. He repeated himself three, four, five times, fast, quick, 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 or something like that is how he was saying about redoing the overpass. It was pretty pathetic. And Biden just stood there with a glazed look in his eye.
All right, we got you. All right, thank you, sir.
Happy Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth. You know, Emancipation Day.
Wait, do you have to work today?
No, of course I have to work.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you're here. I can see that.
Yes, so, we are.
I hear that. So, the day that the emancipation of slaves was announced in the state of Texas during the Civil War to tell them that Democrats can't have slaves anymore. Y'all have a great day.
The Southern Democrats. I'm glad that chapter is over. Thank you, sir. All right. We got one call coming in, but we'll take more comers. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236, upper right-hand corner, Joe, before the break.
One of our emailers says, the only thing scarier than a Biden second term is the mentality of the people who would vote to put him there. I'd bet the farm that he can't recite the alphabet without assistance. Well, now there's a challenge for him.
Well, and that's why, for you Republicans, it's incumbent upon you to come up with somebody who's electable. Maybe not even your perfect choice. You know, you may want, well, you don't, but I mean, a lot of folks want Trump there, so that's great, but he's not electable, so how about facing the music and picking one of the other guys or women, and you got some great choices. Ron DeSantis excluded.
I would think if people would stop and look at the field seriously, look at the people, look at their abilities, look at what they've overcome in their lives, look at what they've achieved, that you are drawn to Tim Scott and Nikki Haley.
Okay. Yeah.
At least
or
in my opinion,
Hutchinson
you are.
Or
no.
Well,
you
got a good bench.
Yeah, we do. There are plenty of good people there.
Well, we got Joe Manchin.
And you got Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom.
I don't think he'd be electable as president. All right. 570-743-9565. Call us immediately. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're debating whether Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, Tim Scott, Asa Hutchinson, or Vivek Ramaswamy might be much, 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 much better candidate than Donald Trump. That much is obvious to everyone. So, and of course, who would be a better candidate than Joe Biden?
Who wouldn't be a better candidate than Joe Biden?
Okay.
Who wouldn't be a better candidate than Donald Trump?
All right. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. Mike has been patiently waiting. Good morning, sir. You are on the mark.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, men. And happy Father's Day belated Father's Day to both of you. And right now, I think America's off track. We're fighting the wrong war. The war should be fought to keep America strong, or as Trump would say, make America great again. And the reason I say that is I heard a man talking over the weekend, and he basically said, when the currency falls, the tyrants rise. And he cited all the times in history when currency dropped and the value of their currency got lower, just like ours is right now. And again, I am not an economist. I was a very affluent man tried to recruit me to change my major in college to get me into accounting, okay? And I mean, I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Sit at a desk and play with numbers? Never. Not going to happen. But anyway, that's as far as I got in studying accounting, listening to his spiel. But long story short, I think that the Fed raising the interest rates is actually doing more to hurt us, because it's driving more people into government dependency because of the not solving the problem. The problem's getting worse. The problem is we are, it's not that we're printing so much money, it's because the government is taking so much control of the economy, so much control of the means of production, and so much regulation of everything under the sun that it's causing things to be more expensive, creating more government dependency, and causing more debt. Okay, but the root cause is government control, and it's basically a leftist takeover. It's a recipe that they've been using, you know, throughout history to get control. And unless we are to prescribe to a candidate that had the same goals that I believe Donald Trump had, to make America great again, and to unleash the power of our economy instead of control it, I think we're finished. So I think we're fighting the wrong war, and I think it's up to these candidates, because I personally don't think that Donald Trump could win in this case, even if he were the nominee. And so I do believe that someone has to come forward, a real leader like Trump was for at least half of the people, and take control of the Republican Party and try to get the job done. And that's how I feel.
Try to get the economy turned around. Well, some of your basis remarks aren't true. We do know that inflation is going down, so that's not continuing to climb, as you remarked. But, of course, all the other economic factors.
Let's talk about this. Is it twice as high right now as it was when Trump was in?
During the pandemic, everything flattened out. Everything flattened out.
Are more people fighting to stay above water?
Let me speak. Everything flattened out. One more time.
Well, listen, Mark.
All right, forget it.
Every time I make a point, you find a way, and I'll call it minutia, to spin it in the Democrat way, okay? Rather than saying,
talk to him, I'm done.
You're right. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. But you've mocked me every chance you've got. You've made fun of me, and you use the same skill set that the left does to diminish conservatives. But go ahead. I'll listen now. Thank you.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I think he's done speaking.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're done. Okay. So then do you agree that we are getting more people on government dependency than we had before, and that number is increasing?
I agree with you.
Okay. And I think Mark, if he would be willing to talk, he would agree too. So the idea that the economy is doing better because the inflation numbers are being lowered, okay, you can say that, but the net result is more people are becoming dependent on government because of the economy weakening. You can throw a number out there and say it's, 4% instead of 6% year over year, but the reality is things are getting worse. That's the bottom line. And if you don't want to defend that or attack it, that's fine with me.
Well, I think that we all have different views of the economy and the things. Some things are important to one group of people. Other things are important to another group of people. But the bottom line is the survey that they take of the American people that shows the majority of people in this country think the country's headed in the wrong direction. And that is the responsibility of the president of the United States. And the guy's name is Biden, and he's not doing a credible job. That's my opinion.
No, and not only is he not doing a credible job, on almost a daily basis, he displays behavior and actions that really does not instill any confidence in him.
Right.
And the Democrats, I mean, I'm sure they have a plan. They have a plan to dump her, get somebody else in there, and then dump him. They'll let this Burisma thing rip. And he'll have to resign or, go down for health reasons or whatever to get him out of the way so that they can get set up for the next one. Because right now, the meme is, well, as long as we can get Trump in there to run, Biden can still, he'll beat him.
Listen, Mike, we have another call, Penny. We got to move along. But thank you. Appreciate your comments, as always.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
And I do apologize to Mark.
You do apologize to Mark. Okay. All right. Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Yeah, when Stan was ending his call, he said that that Juneteenth was the day that the Democrats couldn't have slaves anymore, and Mark said he was glad that day was over. Does that pretty close, or do you remember?
And I said an era where the Southern Democrats were a force
they were the largely slave owners, right?
That since faded.
Right, so I contend that that day isn't over, that the Democrats still enslave the black people of America today.
Oh, really?
In a different way, because that definitely was done away with the Civil War and the Constitution amendments to that. That was done away, so they had to kind of change into some other way, right? More of a legal way. So they keep them enslaved because they keep them in poverty. And the voting bloc is tremendously on the side of Democrats, right? You hear like from 90-some to 97% in that percentile. Even when Trump tripped away a little bit, that was big news.
I think your percentages are behind. I think President Trump had maybe 25 to 30%
somewhere in that
black voters, huge numbers, especially,
I agree with the numbers that you say. It's not precise. But I'm saying when a Republican chips away at that, that's big news, right? And Trump did a relatively good job somehow. But they do keep them enslaved because they keep them on the government, relying on the government. Plus, if you look at the educational system that they have, back in the day, that the ability for a black person during slavery was about nil to be able to read or write or be taught, right? That was a thing that the Democrats used to keep the black people down. They didn't want them educated. Plus, then the third leg, maybe, that I didn't really think this out, but it kind of triggered.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the abortion issue, too, is there's a lot of black people that the abortion rate for blacks is very high. I mean, I'm just not throwing out numbers because I didn't look anything up or had a chance to read anything. But in general, the numbers are high. So if you want to pick up, you know, between 20% or 25%, you can, but that's not my point.
All right. We got you.
If you
thank
need more
so
time,
much,
call
sir.
Back, but we got to take a break for the news right
all
now.
Right.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. All right. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236, talking about Joe Biden, John Fetterman, and Juneteenth have been the subjects we discussed so far. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury, 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe.
Yes, sir. I'm right here, sir.
He is just a wonderful guy.
Super. Nah, I'm nasty.
Okay. Natural-born listener.
Nah.
And his favorite four-letter word emanates from the mouths of his teenage grandson, who looks across the table and says...
Papa.
There you go.
So does the four-year-old.
Well, good. They're both at it.
Soon to be five-year-old.
All right. Wow. Holy smokes. Boy, time's marching on. All right. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is marching on, so we will move on here. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. We'll have some more to say about them as time goes on. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. We spent the first half hour talking a tiny bit about John Fetterman and his gym shorts and his inability to conduct himself in a typical fashion in Washington. Juneteenth, one of our good listeners says, pretty unnecessary holiday. Another listener says, Mr. Joe, oh, this is Joe, says Joe Biden's gaffe about God save the Queen is further proof that it's time for Mr. Biden to get out of town.
Yes, indeed.
And and everything's kind of gone from there. So, you want to weigh in? Text us, 70236, include the keyword OTM. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and call us, 570-743-9565. Joe called up some texts, so we'll read those momentarily. But first, the news. Tough news for Pennsylvania State Police in the entire state of Pennsylvania over the weekend. State police say that on Sunday, one trooper was shot and another one was killed. The suspect was killed. Also, reporter Hallie Jacobs with CBS was in Mifflintown for this report.
Trooper Jacques Rougeau Jr. is the 104th member of the PSP to lose his life in the line of duty. He was just 29 years old.
Our community is small and, as you can see, very close. And when something happens, we pull together and support each other, and we will do this. But this is definitely devastating to our community.
45-year-old Lieutenant James Wagner was injured by the shooter. He enlisted in the Pennsylvania State Police in September of 2002.
Officials say the incident started Saturday around 11 a.m. Eastern, and the suspect drove through the Troop G Lewistown Barracks parking lot and opened fire into marked patrol cars. Then the gunman drove away, and two troopers found him almost 2 hours later. The suspect then shot and injured one trooper and killed another. Lieutenant Colonel George Bevins of the State Police.
My characterization of it is that he was playing somewhat of a game of cat and mouse with them. There were phone calls. There were attempts to... to try and negotiate with him. But there were phone calls from him providing a location, and then he wouldn't be there. He was he seemed to be setting our people up for a potential ambush.
He was the individual Wagner, age 45, is in critical condition at Penn State Health Milton S. Hershey Medical Center. He was assigned as the station commander at Troop G Bedford Station. He enlisted in the state police in 2002. Colonel Christopher Parrish, commissioner of the state police, said this is a tragedy for the state police. We ask for your continued prayers, not only for our troopers, but for their families. The shooter was identified as Brandon Stein, age 38, of Thompson Town in Juniata County. No motive for the entire incident is known. We do have one other news story today. Advocating for the Valley's own community college is not a competition. In fact, just the opposite. The Susquehanna Valley Education Project held a business leaders forum on Friday. Dr. Carl Jensen of around here was one of the presenters.
We have technical schools and satellite offices of trade schools, satellite sites of other community colleges that are here. This is all about collaboration. What can we bring to the table that others are not? Where we're all working together in order to keep the best and the brightest here.
One business leader in attendance, Tom Barnes, a sales manager for Biters, says a new community college would help them. He says they have trouble finding individuals who are already trained up and ready to start. He called our area a talent desert at times. The Education Project has been continuing efforts to meet with county commissioners around the area to gain their support for the tax increase that might be necessary to help fund the community college. A Fox News producer was fired from the network after he wrote an on-air graphic that referred to President Biden as a wannabe dictator. What have you heard about this?
Yes, it was quite how he even covered it yesterday.
I didn't catch it.
Said it was dealt with, but didn't say the guy had been fired.
Okay.
It was a chyron that said, wannabe dictator does a speech or speaks somewhere after indicting his chief competitor or something like that.
And what's so wrong with that?
Well, the fact that it was a real editorial comment. It was the president of the United States, not a wannabe dictator, unless you believe Joe Biden is a wannabe dictator.
Right. Okay. He might be a bad president, but that's probably not true. Okay. It doesn't seem, I mean, for all the things Fox does, that hardly seems the most offensive. But anyway, Alex Miscaskill, who previously worked as a managing editor for Tucker Carlson Tonight, confirmed his exit on Instagram. And the chyron that got him fired, he wrote, wannabe dictator speaks at the White House for having his political rival arrested.
That's it.
Miscaskill is also prominently named in a lawsuit filed by former Tucker co-worker who said he was habitually belittled female employees. And finally, Ford is leading the way. The future is now automobiles. Many new cars have gotten rid of the traditional dashboards and replaced them with high-tech touch screens. They'll look like video games because they're actually being designed by gamers. The new Ford Mustang has a screen that's powered by the exact same screen that's used in the game Fortnite.
Really?
Did you know that? That's
little
great.
People in parachutes come floating down from the sky with weapons?
I guess. And the little the Mustang screen is big. It's, you know, it's like 16 inches.
Yeah.
But there were a few buttons in the one I drove, which was 2022. So maybe 2024 doesn't have any buttons at all.
I was playing Space Invaders in my car yesterday.
Yeah. Just with the turn signals.
Right.
All right. We'll look for more callers. Joe, you want to read a text or an email real quick?
Some text. Joe from Sunbury is speaking the truth, one of our texters says. Another says, Trump is perfectly electable as long as Democrats don't cheat. And then a third says, electable, Mark? Who in their right mind would vote for Biden? Don't you Democrats have a better candidate?
Yeah, I think what most people are doing is saying, I used this observation weeks ago, that President Biden's just a vessel for the Democratic Party. Granted, he's certainly old and in the way, but he's holding up the Democratic ideals, and that's why he's there. And it's like Trump. He's a terrible candidate, terrible liar, indicted criminal, and every other thing. But, you know, he's holding up he's a quintessential Republican, and so that's why he's getting nominated.
I don't know
about
that.
Or, you know, why he's in the polls,
okay.
Leading in the polls.
Well, I'm called a rhino because I don't support Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I support his policies any day of the week, and if it came down to Trump or Biden, I'd be voting for Trump.
Well, at the moment, two-thirds of the country, two-thirds of the Republicans are in the same camp as you. They don't support Trump, but the trouble is they're all spread out among all the other candidates, so Trump is leading polls. But it's just polls at this time.
Right.
We're 6 months from Iowa.
And we have two calls, but our friend Tom says, I haven't heard this much 30% nonsense since the last 30% show. You clowns couldn't manage a piggy bank. Mike's 30% financial, there's quite amusing, as usual. Face it, 30% of you have a bunch of right-wing clowns running for president who can't and won't beat the Trumpster. Biden will clean Trump's clock. Trump has done nothing to get the voters on his side. He needs to win. In fact, he has done the opposite.
All right. I can't say that
I can't
understand
that.
All of that.
No, I don't either. But he is one angry man this time.
Right. He's a little wound up, as we say on the show. All right, Van, thank you for patience. Please go right ahead.
Morning. It's obvious to me we don't need a political candidate who's electable anymore. All that's needed is a candidate that has a D next to their name and they're in. And example, Fetterman. You know, not only mm-hmm. Biden, but Fetterman. Look at that. Honestly, how he got elected is beyond my imagination. It's obvious his cognitive abilities are not there since his stroke. And another thing is, why doesn't Joe Biden submit to a cognitive test like President Trump did when there was this outcry, you know, hey, Trump, something's wrong with him? But it's obvious.
I don't think he would pass it.
I don't think he'd pass it either.
Yeah. Well, he might pass a basic cognitive test. But in any event, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying, Van. You know, I think part of Fetterman's issue, of course, he carries the D banner. But look who they ran against him, you know, Mr. Hollywood. That was not really an ideal candidate.
Make fun of my pick.
Right. You should have picked somebody else other than Dr. Oz.
How many elections have we had where it's, you know, you pick the lesser of two evils?
All of them?
Pretty much. But when you have a candidate that's so, you know, mentally disabled, and it's a sad thing. I'm not happy about Fetterman's problems, but why would the Democrats run a man like that? Why wouldn't they say, you know what, you know, we need to get a candidate who can think? And I don't know if you saw the interview he had, or he was with Biden, and he was talking, and he said about, because I'm standing next to a collapsed bridge. He's standing next to Biden. And he couldn't even say the word infrastructure. He stumbled over that like three or four different times. And it's sad to see a guy like that, but that's our representative we have as a senator.
Well, but remember, though, Van, he had the stroke after he was nominated.
Yeah.
So he was already on the ballot, and the Democrats didn't take him off, and he didn't choose to take himself out of the race.
Yeah, but they could have, you know, substituted someone, I'm sure. I mean, it's a situation where, yes, he was on, but at that point, why not get off? I mean, there's been people that have been elected that have died. You know, that's a fact.
Well, that's true, but on the other hand, if he doesn't take himself out of the race, the Democrats, after he won primary, the Democrats can't take him out without his consent.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad thing, and I'm sure you saw the debate they had and how he stumbled around. It was really pathetic, and I felt so bad for him. But yet, somehow, the state elected him, which, like I said, it's obvious. It doesn't matter if a candidate is electable. It's not about who they are. It's if they got a D or an R next to their name, and that's the way it splits.
Well, the thing that bothers me about Fetterman is that he doesn't seem to have a sense of the importance of his office. It's almost like it's some sort of a, you know, I'm going to show these guys what a real clown looks like. I'm going to dress in shorts and...
Did you tell the audience what we just spent 5 minutes doing trying to find that picture?
We found this picture of him along with a group of other senators. They shot it from the waist down, and you can see there's only one candidate there, one person in this group of senators wearing shorts and tennis shoes in the middle of the Capitol, and it's not one of the others, it's Fetterman.
They are new, clean Carhartts, and they have been ironed, which is unlike most Carhartts.
It's amazing. We're in a sad state in America, and as far as, you know, Republican candidates, there's a whole slew of them that are good candidates, but on the left, what are we looking at on the left? And the best candidate I see on the left is Robert Kennedy Jr., and, of course, he's out there speaking against the vaccine, which I believe that's true because it's caused a lot of side effects. But he's also saying that the CIA was responsible for the death of his uncle, which is quite a statement to be made.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he was exactly mainstream Democrat, would you?
No, obviously not. And just as Trump was not mainstream Republican, in a sense, you know, he's an outsider coming in. And I do have respect for Robert Kennedy. I mean, he's the truth about that CIA incident, and that goes back to E. Howard Hunt on his deathbed telling his son that he ran that CIA operation in Dallas that took out President Kennedy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's still a lot of theories about how President Kennedy wound up dead. Everything from the mafia to Sam Giancana, and the fact that he was dating, he and JFK were dating the same woman.
Yeah,
Judith Exner, I think, is her name.
Yeah, the thing that sticks out in my mind most is, you know, deathbed confessions mean a lot because that person knows they're going out into eternity. And for someone on their deathbed, maybe they would lie to the media to try to sensationalize something. But for a man like E. Howard Hunt to lie to his own son, I think that would be an unbelievable thing for him to be lying. So I believe he's telling the truth about that.
All right. We got you, Van. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, thanks,
a rare
man.
Opportunity for you and I in full agreement. Our leaders.
Miracles never cease, do they?
Leaders. As young people would say, our leaders suck. Let's just say it, okay?
All right. Thanks, Van. Take care, buddy.
You can't encapsulate it any other way. All right. I got to hit the button. Stand by, Bill. We will be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
No idea what he was saying.
Ouch. We're not talking about Joe Biden,
no, we're
as
not.
A matter of fact,
okay.
In this particular case. All right, we've got two emails that relate to Encina, and the guests are going to be the CEO, Dave Roser, and one other individual from Encina tomorrow at 8:30 on our show. So they're going to be doing a check-in on the mark, and we had the Save Our Susquehanna group on Sunrise last week. And
one of our texters says, oh, Tom, the only clown is you. It takes a clown to vote for Biden.
Well, it's like Van said, it's just a vessel for the big D that they're carrying. All right, Bill from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And, Mark, I'm glad to see you're back to your normal self. That vacation did you well.
Thank you. A couple of days off. Well rested. Thank you.
You said about a replacement for Trump, right? And here's the thing is, you got to say, who's going to stop the illegal drugs coming over the border? Who's going to bring the economy back? And the Democrats are hard on guns, right?
What's wrong with the economy?
How many illegal guns come across that border with them drugs?
What has to be fixed about the economy, Bill?
Everything.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
so the joblessness.
Yeah, bring jobs back and American independence and energy independent right there.
I think the jobless rate is 3%. How low do you want unemployment?
Well, what are the jobs, though?
Well, there's a lot of good jobs. That's why the minimum wage conversation is moot, because salaries basically start from between $10 and $20 an hour for most jobs. But anyway, Bill, go ahead. You said the economy is tanked.
Who's the best candidate to bring it back? And if you go down the list and you put jobs and everything, who's if you had 20 people there, who's the best guy, and you put them for like 1 to 20, Trump would always be number one.
No, I don't buy that.
Oh, absolutely false.
Any of the Republican candidates that I've seen so far would do, I think, a very credible job with respect to bringing the economy.
You believe Christie's a good job?
Well,
I don't think Christie's a serious candidate. I don't think he's a serious candidate.
His donors are, because at one time, I don't know if he had a position with Trump, they only put him in there to bash Trump. That's it. I mean, he's only in there. He's taking money. He knows he don't have a snowball chance. And, I mean, Tim Scott, Obama's coming after him. I'm looking hard at Tim Scott.
What's wrong with Tim Scott?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, and that Vivek Ramaswamy is supposed to be an economic genius, so maybe he could help too. But if you could fix one thing in our U.S. economy right now, Bill, what would you fix that's really broken?
Well, a drug dealer has customers, right? And China is treating us like these addicts out on the street. And they're just destroying this country. And all they're doing is taking our money, and they don't give a crap. They're going to run us over. They're going to lose our currency. And, okay. and on the world power, Trump's the man.
Okay. And let me repeat the question. I guess maybe you didn't hear it.
Go ahead.
If you had a magic wand, you're going to fix the U.S. economy, what would you have to fix? What's really broken that you've got to fix fast?
Well, like Trump says, let the oil run down the streets. Oh, drill, baby, drill.
So let me I'll rephrase the question. I don't think you're hearing it right. You said the economy's broken, and okay, we'll stipulate that what you say is true. Although even the last time you called and said that the documents that President Trump had at Mar-a-Lago were all declassified, but President Trump says that's not true. He says
some of them were classified.
So your credibility's in the basement. But in any event, you said that the economy's tanked. Okay, a magic wand. Now, Bill, you have a magic wand. You got to fix the biggest thing in the U.S. economy that's the most broken. What's that going to be?
Get the coup out.
Get the coup.
Fire the FBI.
Oh, the FBI. What does that have to do with the economy? Okay, yeah.
Oh, the economy is Trump with the trade agreements right there. They're so lopsided.
Aha. Okay. So what is the trade imbalance that we have now, supposedly?
Well, it's huge with China and Russia.
Right. If you listen to the Democrats in Washington, they say more things are being made in America. I have a personal feeling that that's probably because of the impact of President Trump's presidency, not so much Joe Biden's. But in any event, they say that's turned around. Or the trend is in our favor at the moment. We're still terribly lopsided.
You could answer that question real quick. Just go out and buy your next 300 items and see where they're made and the next time you buy them,
right.
Other than maybe some food products
okay.
and whatnot.
All right. Yep. Get that even further in our favor. Yep. That's a good one, Bill. We'll take it.
Yeah. Well,
all right, sir. Last word. Anything else to add?
You buy clothing, and it's usually made in Vietnam these days.
Buy Bill's jeans from Reading, PA. Go ahead. Anyway, go ahead, Bill.
Getting back where you said the credibility with the classified documents, right? If Trump asked, what are we going to eat for the next 2 weeks? And if the department puts classified on that menu, that's classified. You understand that? Trump doesn't put classified. Whoever makes them documents, whether for whatever reason, they has a stamper and they put classified on it. The president has the right to take that and declassify anything.
Yeah, while he's president. But President Trump has conceded that he did not do that. I'm just saying to you, Bill, you called in and said everything you called in and said everything in Mar-a-Lago was declassified. That's a false statement. And so even CBS corrected it that day after I told their correspondent what you had said, that everything there was declassified. You said false statements. I'm just telling you that was false, and that even President Trump has conceded that the things are there are still classified, and that even when he was president, he didn't declassify them, and once he wasn't president, he concedes he can't do it. All right, Bill, you get the very last word.
Here's my final word, right? Okay. So say if some of them were classified, right? All the Trumpster had to do was buy bleach fit, hammers, and smash everything, and destroy it, and have a little bonfire in the back of Mar-a-Lago, and he would have got away with everything just like Hillary did.
Right. Yeah, you shred it, and
that's
then it burns like crazy, I'm sure.
Hillary would be in jail for 300 years. But Trumpster, that's all he had to do.
Yeah.
How could they touch him? Like, how could they go after him? And she
doesn't fall under the Presidential Act.
Right, you're right.
All you had to do was buy bleach bit.
Right.
Destroy all the records.
It was a lost opportunity to cover up a felony. You're right. Excellent point, Bill.
Hillary did it. She deleted her emails, broke up her phone.
Hey,
come on.
If she's done something wrong, prosecute her. Go.
We should have prosecuted her.
Why didn't President Trump prosecute Hillary?
I don't know why.
Oh, maybe she didn't do anything wrong.
Well, no, I don't think that the Democrats would have let him.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right, Dan, last caller before a quickie break. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. What my statement, we know what we know, might be double talk. But the thing of it is, we know what Trump can do. That's why, like they say, 30% or more of us still want Trump. We don't know what the other ones will do once they're in there. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to go with the one we know what he can do. That's why I support Trump, because we know he's the man that'll get it done to the best of his ability. He works most of the day, sleeps a couple hours, gets up, and goes back to work.
Well, Joe has his schedule. What is it, like 10 to 4 he's doing things?
The President Biden is doing things from between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon.
10 to 4, yeah, he does work 10 to 4. That's almost 6 hours.
That's a lot for him.
Yep, and Trump worked from 6 in the morning to midnight.
Joe works from 4 to 10.
Yeah. Well, okay, whatever. But we know what Trump can do, and I don't know why. I agree with Mike and Van and Bill there. You know, he's still the best candidate. And, yeah, later on we can, you know, I hope Tim Scott, he seems like probably one of the best. I think maybe he could move in. Mm-hmm. To the presidency after Trump serves another 8 years.
Right there, stop, Dan. Trump cannot serve another 8 years. He's already had one term. Okay. You're limited to two. So the minute Donald Trump becomes president, he's a lame duck.
Well, let's look at it this way. I don't think nobody was fair with Trump for the first 4 years. They were on him 24/7. He didn't stay. He got a lot done despite that. But I think if we were a fair country, we ought to give him 8 more years, and then let him be the president instead of have all this anti-stuff against
him
every day.
Let's 24. tear up the Constitution and the amendments to it. Let's get a good strong man in there and let him run the whole thing. Let him be the dictator. Is that it?
Let him run 8 years. And then Tim Scott or one of them will be ready.
I'm not ready to give Donald Trump 8 more years when he's only entitled to 4 if he can even get that. That's the law.
Well,
I know you think the laws are gobbledygook.
If he's on a fair keel, he'll win. And I don't agree with Mark what he said earlier in the first half hour. Trump is very electable. He's the one that can win, and that's why that Biden's finally coming out and trying to have a couple what they call rallies. Mm-hmm. He was at the unions in Philadelphia with union members and a couple places like that, and that's why Trump is still fully electable. And if everything's fair. If everything's fair, Trump will win hands down if it's Trump and Biden.
So in other words, if Donald Trump would run again and lose, it would be because it was a fix. It couldn't possibly be a fair election, right?
Before you know and I know that there were, I mean, who was for Biden? He had these people out here that would vote for a Democrat, no matter how awful a candidate he is, but him losing Pennsylvania, boy, that's highly questionable. And you know, he carried most of the state except for the three areas.
Every Republican carries most of the state except for three areas.
Who did?
Almost every Republican can carry the rest of the state, but not Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and the suburbs around Philly. But, you know, Dan, you said before, any law that you don't like is gobbledygook. Well, it's not gobbledygook. There is a constitutional amendment that limits the president to two terms. Doesn't matter whether they're consecutive or whether they're split up by 4, 8, or 10 years. It's one term more if Donald Trump gets elected, and he's going to be a lame duck from day one.
I know. I just said that to get you guys stirred up because... I know the media is going to jump on Trump worse than they ever did. If he gets elected, it'll be terrible, but at least he'll get something accomplished. And the mess he has to clean up is, I don't expect him to perform a miracle, but he can get us back on the right track. And then after he serves his 4 years, I think that we can get, like you said, I really like Tim Scott a lot. I think he's about the best one that I recognize as the greatest. I think after Trump's out 4 years, let's get Tim Scott.
No, let's get him now.
He can learn a lot from Trump.
All right, we got to stop
you, Dan.
Thank you so much for calling in. Good to hear from you, sir.
You guys have a great one.
You too, Dan.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much. All right, well, stand by, Chris. We'll be right back. Run like the wind, baby.
Yeah, crisscross, right?
Yeah, good for you. Probably, what,
1970s? I can identify 70s, 80s.
No, it would be 80.
80s, well, 70s, 80s.
1980 is correct.
80 is correct. 80, okay. I only know that because I heard it in college. That's where I was then. So every timeline is tainted by where I was at said time.
All right. Dave says, I often thought of people burning the American flag and not get in trouble for it. But today, if you would burn a gay pride flag, I'm sure you would be in all kinds of trouble. I'm not saying to go burn a flag. I'm saying it's now gay pride and not America pride.
Okay.
Signed, Dave.
Well, you'll be happy. Gay pride month will soon be over. So that would take that all out of it.
And then next month is heterosexual pride month?
Every day's heterosexual pride month.
Gay pride and drag queens are the downfall of America. Right.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for calling.
Rather startling admission from you, Chris, but certainly a welcome one.
Yeah. Well, your admissions are pretty bad today.
But, you got the floor, buddy.
All these people calling in who think Joe Biden's a complete idiot and lost contact with reality, and they're all saying that Trump only lost because the election was rigged, even though they've examined it from top to bottom and nothing.
Chris, I only have one thing to say to you. God save the Queen, man.
Well, good. I'm sure that's disqualification to become president. He's still better than any Republican would be.
Isn't it concerning to you that the man doesn't know where he is or what he's doing?
I think you're a fool to say that.
And your reason for that is your proof that I'm a fool for saying that.
Well,
because he's doing a good job.
Oh, God save the Queen, man.
Doing a tremendous job.
And his economy has been going along pretty good, actually.
You got the floor. Keep going.
Almost every problem he's come to, he's licked. Inflation was down to 0.01% last week.
He'd done a hell of a job with the border.
Oh, and who's done better?
Donald J. Trump.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Wait. No, he didn't.
That yes, he did. Did.
He wasn't following the law. Was he following the law, Joe?
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, well, in what way was he not following the law? He was building a wall.
He was separating kids. Is that part of the law?
Where is it specifically against the law?
On purpose. Is that part of the law?
Where is it specifically against the law? What's the law that you're quoting that he violated?
Oh, you don't think that it's against the law to take kids away from their parents and then not keep track of where they are, who they are, and
Well, you're saying he violated the law. I'm asking you what law he violated.
Give me the quote. That's a violation of the law.
Which one?
The one that says you should keep track of kids when you take them from their parents.
I don't think there is such a law.
Yes, there is.
Well, all right. Well, I ask you, what's the public law number so we can look it up?
Oh, yeah, I have that in my pocket. Yeah, I
well,
always
you, you know so there
you
is a law.
Get a serious conversation, or you just want
no,
to talk
you know,
nonsense?
You know there's a law. I would assume you know the, okay. What law it is.
And Chris. You are voting for the man who is campaigning on politicizing the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Right.
Tim
and
Scott's never advocated that.
He complains
yes.
about it.
Yeah, he promises to go after Hunter if elected.
Well,
so
and I don't blame
you. Fool, Joe. You for supporting somebody who's tried to overturn the American democracy once already and wants to use the Department of Justice against his enemies and is campaigning on it.
I'm not supporting Trump.
President.
I'm not supporting Trump.
He's the one.
I'm not supporting Trump. Where'd you get that?
Biden, you are.
Huh? Only if he's up against Biden. Yeah, only if I said if he's up against Biden, I would be voting for Trump.
You'd vote for Trump?
Name one Democrat you'd vote for.
Joe Manchin.
Amy Klobuchar. Do you like Amy Klobuchar?
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah.
Name me one Republican you'd vote for.
You want to turn the United States into West Virginia, I guess.
Name me one Republican you'd vote for. I can name you one Democrat I'd vote for. Let's see how fair-minded you are.
Christine.
Fair-minded? No, I wouldn't vote for any Republican when they all support Trump. They all support Trump.
Well, then why are they running against him if they all support him?
I'd be glad to vote for some of the never-Trumpers.
Why are they running against him if they all support him? You got me there. I can't figure that one out.
Why? Because they want power for themselves, I guess. But they didn't oppose. They defended him against the impeachments.
Well, those impeachment charges were pretty wild. The first set, second set, maybe there was some validity.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
What were the impeachment charges the first time?
You tell me.
Oh, because you don't know.
No, I don't have a clue.
Yes, because you make it sound like it was the Russian investigation, which it never was.
No, it wasn't that.
That wasn't part of it.
Okay.
So it was the fact that he tried to bribe a foreign official by holding up authorized funds from the Congress to further his election chances by trying to get the president of a foreign country to say he was investigating his opponent.
And was he found guilty or not guilty?
Well,
he was found not guilty.
He was guilty.
No,
and
it wasn't.
He was found not guilty.
Oh, I see. You know better than the people who voted that he was guilty. Okay.
Well, because they were, it wasn't a non-prejudiced group of people voting, was it, Joe?
Well, they were United States senators.
Yes.
And of course, they were all
loyalties who were enthralled by, who were afraid to oppose them. Look at what they said. Even the ones who wanted to vote against them said, "Oh no, I believe he would never do this again. He's learned his lesson." And then what's he trying to do? Overthrow an election. And then, do you want to impeach him on that? No. Can't do that either.
And can't vote against him. All right, Chris, we got
to
wrap it up.
Because they're afraid to vote against him. It's not a, impeachment is not a matter of truth or falsity. It's a matter of whether you're going to let your party loyalty stand in your way if you think he's guilty. And obviously the Republicans were doing that. You know that, and I know that. So why do this ping-pong match with me about it?
Anything else, Chris?
Well, you know, if you hate America, don't like our democracy, want a dictator in charge, want somebody who's going to misuse power and try to wreck the federal government for his own benefit, then vote for Trump.
Yeah, it's funny.
You got it. You got your man.
I did notice the irony when a Fox producer got fired for putting up wannabe dictator in front of President Biden, but the real wannabe dictator they'd been supporting all along. That's President Trump with the fake electors and January 6th and everything
I'm
like that.
I'm glad you caught that because you seem sometimes a little blind.
Well, I'm a little down on President Biden, but you're right. He's doing
just
a tremendous job by his standards. So
by his standards,
right.
Which is a very low bar.
All right, we got to hit the road, Chris. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Much appreciated.
Take care.
All right, we got to hit the button again. We will have time. We got one caller getting screened even as we speak. And another, I know where this email's going. I got one email that relates to God Save the Queen. We got three texts, but Joe will triple check to make sure there's not more of those.
God Save the Queen, man.
570.
Forgot the man.
Joe, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com.
It's funny, in Chris's world, Trump can do no good, and in Dan's world, Trump can do no evil. And in Dan's world, Biden's bad, and in Chris's world,
no,
Biden's great.
False. Chris in the past has talked about the porous border and that's hardly ideal. I think he described it a piece of undigested
hardly ideal.
Meat.
Boy, there's a really...
Well, look, he's a staunch Democrat, but it's clear President Biden has failed on that, but he's accomplished many other good things.
So then why wasn't January 6th hardly ideal?
Well, it was terrible. All right, 570-743-9565. Set me straight. This is a rare opportunity, folks.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, you got a ton of stuff in front of you, Joe.
We do. Okay. Hey, Chris, your litany of reasons not to vote Trump are already being done by Biden. Not certain I get that one, are you?
Maybe lying or wannabe dictator or something.
Oh, Chris, Biden threatened to hold up $1 billion to Ukraine unless they fired the prosecutor looking into the oil company that hired Hunter Biden. And it appears Chris has lost his mind. Like Biden, the first impeachment was built on the quid pro quo lie. And that seems reasonable to me. And if you want to see a fool, Chris, look in the mirror.
Yeah, there we go. Very cute.
Chris, if there's anyone not following the law at the border, it's Biden. His DHS has lost over 80,000 kids.
That's a true
statement. That's true, yes. Okay. And let's see. Chris, if you think Biden is living in reality, you need to check your reality.
Okay, now not that one, but these other two
okay.
are new.
Biden is a mouthpiece for the leftist puppet masters. And video screens in cars getting better. What could possibly go wrong? Can we say driving distracted?
Hashtag distracted. That's right. All right, and the highlighted email. And
according to Biden, what? I'm a British subject now. God save the Queen, man. To celebrate, I will find a pub that will take pounds and pence. The pub must show cricket and horse racing and serve shepherd's pie. Well, I'm in for the shepherd's pie.
Is that how you spell shepherd or no?
I believe
that's
it's close.
That's the person shepherd. not the sheep herder shepherd.
Okay. Well, maybe it's shepherd's pie. Mr. Shepherd made it.
All right. Tomorrow on our show, we are going to be enjoying two calls from two of the leaders of Encina. So those are our guests for the first 20 minutes of tomorrow morning. We already have two questions for them. So if you have a question for them, send it to On the Mark. Bill, you get 60 seconds. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Hey, real quick. The Presidential Act allows the president to take anything that he believes to be his. And under the Presidential Act, he has 5 years to review it and give it back to the archives. Now, what the corrupt coup has charged him with espionage, which does not apply, I guess, the waiving of the documents, whatever, to a paid staffer. But the Presidential Act allows the president, which he was falsely charged, allows him to take all his belongings, and he has 5 years to review and go through all his notes and give back to the archives.
You might want to read that law again. The way I read it, the minute he's out of office, everything he has belongs to the archivist, and he can apply to take stuff with him, but he has to get the permission to do it.
Now, the president...
you look that
how
up.
Are they gonna, how's the archive going to review everything? He has to take it and review it. It's
that makes no sense to take top secret documents off the White House grounds so they can be reviewed by
a
non-president.
The law says that the minute he's out of office, what the presidential papers, his papers belong to the United States of America, not to him.
Let me ask, since you guys are at an impasse on this, let me ask you a different question, Bill, since you boned up on the Constitution. Can President Trump pardon himself?
If president's in office, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. See, most constitutional scholars say no, but you have boned up on this, so we'll give you that. All right. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling.
I don't see how you could pardon yourself.
I don't either, but, you know, that's just
Let's say, for example, I come in here and I shoot you, and I say, I'm the president. I pardon myself. Well, what justice is that?
Well, they'd have to charge you in local courts, and then you wouldn't have the jurisdiction, so that would be the saving there.
All right. Well, let's say I committed a federal crime deliberately.
Okay.
And then pardon myself.
Mm-hmm. What federal hate crime?
Well, any kind of federal crime.
Oh, yeah, you could. It could be endless. You could violate any number of federal laws continuously.
And then keep saying, I pardon myself. Actually, I'm so good I could pardon myself just about thinking about pardoning myself.
Well, he said he could declassify things telepathically. Maybe that's the same
thing. That's what I mean. I can actually pardon myself by just thinking
so
I should pardon myself.
So after he shoots somebody, then he says, oh, I've already pardoned myself. A blanket pardon. All right. Joe from Sunbury, you get another 60 seconds. Thank you, sir.
Right. You asked the question, can Trump pardon himself if he's a president? And your previous caller answered it correctly. He can, but it would be challenged. If anyone, it wouldn't even have to be challenged, but I'm sure the Democrats would challenge it, or somebody else. It doesn't really matter, party. Anybody could challenge it, right? Then it would be found out, because it was never done before, was it?
I don't think so. I've never heard of any instance.
Oh, so his answer was correct. He can pardon himself, right?
The question
well,
is,
doesn't say
stick.
He can't, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Right,
that's a good
you're right.
Hey, so, I mean, your caller was right. Mark wants to, you know, he had his ways with people that realize that call in, and Mark mocks them. A number of people said that, but he doesn't see it himself. Look in the mirror.
We don't mock people, we debate them.
Yeah, Joe, I think what you really...
You could say...
Joe, huh?
Joe's gone.
Joe from Sunbury. Anyway, Joe from Sunbury. I think you'll find that I just disagree with people. They may take it as mocking, but I really just disagree. But I agree with you, so at least we're on the same page on that.
Right. Well, actually, the mocking takes place with some of our writers who believe folks need mental health issues.
There's a lot of mocking going on. This is WKOK Sunbury.
Have some mock turtle soup.